So the paper I saw that I was curious about, because I'm always interested in complementary strategies, was on acupuncture for chemo radiation-induced dysphagia. I thought that was interesting. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we actually did a randomized trial comparing sham acupuncture to real acupuncture to see if we can have an effect. You know, head and neck cancer treatment, when you're treating patients in the definitive setting, is very toxic. When you're doing chemo radiation, you have difficulty swallowing, you have difficulty eating, you have a lot of mucositis, you're using opioid, you're using pain medications. So really, we did this trial to see if acupuncture can have an effect on those endpoints, on swallowing, on dysphagia. This was a randomized trial, again, sham versus real acupuncture. We didn't see a robust benefit. I mean, it's difficult to really tease out whether sham acupuncture benefit could be real. The trigger to this trial is that many of my patients do acupuncture. We have a complementary center at Dana-Farber where we offer patients Reiki, massage therapy, acupuncture. And many of my patients over the years have gone to acupuncture and have told me that they find that this is helping them. That they tell me that this helps with their mouth sores, with how much pain they're using, it helps with nausea, vomiting. So we then, based on that, we decided, why don't we study this in a randomized trial? So this was a small trial. I don't remember the exact number of patients. It was a small trial. We were not able to show a clear benefit in this randomized setting. But what I would tell you is based on my personal experience with my patients who have done acupuncture. Many of them have come back to tell me that they feel this is helping them. Some patients also find that it helps them with the dry mouth, which is one of the major complications of radiation therapy, xerostomia. They find that acupuncture over time allows them to make more saliva. So we still use acupuncture, we still offer it to our patients as a means to decrease the amount of mouth sores or difficulty swallowing they have, but also long term to decrease how much xerostomia they get.
Interesting. Any other complementary strategies that you think are helpful?
Well, I mean, to me, for head and neck cancer, it's key that you have a speech and language pathologist on your team, that you have a nutritionist on your team. These patients need to do swallowing exercises. They need to use your throat as they go through the treatment. Many require a feeding tube, obviously. They need nutritional support. They need to have an engaged nutritionist as part of the team. We talked a lot to patients about going to the gym, maintaining some good activity, physical therapy, lymphedema therapy. Many of these patients have lymphedema in the neck, swelling of the neck, so they need to go into physical therapy after treatment. I mean, those are important features that allows patients to recover quickly from treatment.